Golf anxiety. Why you play worse in tournaments. And how to fix it. You shoot 78 with your buddies on Saturday. On Sunday, in a club championship match, you shoot 86 on the same course in similar weather. The swing did not change overnight. The skill did not vanish in 18 hours. What changed is that one round counted and one did not. And that fact alone collapsed your scoring by 8 strokes. This is golf anxiety, and it is the largest single performance gap most amateur golfers carry. The good news is that the gap is well studied. Researchers have spent 30 years testing why competitive pressure breaks skilled motor performance, and the literature points to 2 specific mechanisms with 2 specific solutions. The protocol below is built on that evidence base. This is not a pep talk. It is the architecture of why anxiety changes your scorecard, the diagnostic you use to figure out which mechanism is hitting you, and the 5-part fix you can install before your next club tournament. What golf anxiety actually is, the umbrella term hides 2 distinct states. Cognitive anxiety is the worry, the internal commentary about the cut line, the score on the card, the hole you blew up on last year, the people watching, what your handicap chair is going to think. It is verbal, future-focused, and intrudes on the working memory you need to play. Somatic anxiety is the body. Elevated heart rate, shallow breath, light sweat, tight grip pressure, a slight tremor. Researchers measure it directly with heart rate variability and grip force sensors. These 2 states behave differently and require different interventions, which is the first reason most amateur fixes fail. The classic Jones model of competitive anxiety drew the most important distinction in the field. It is not the intensity of the symptoms that predicts performance. It is whether the athlete reads them as facilitative or debilitative. Jones, 1995, British Journal of Psychology. 2 players can present with identical heart rate and identical worry. One shoots 72, and one shoots 86. The difference is interpretation. Why golf is uniquely anxiety prone. Golf has 4 structural properties that make it the most anxiety vulnerable sport in mainstream amateur play. It is self-paced. No defender, no clock. It demands high motor precision. It has long inter-shot intervals. A round is roughly 240 minutes of total time and 4 minutes of total motion. And the score is cumulative and visible. Add the social pressure of a tournament, a money game, or playing with someone better than you, and the structural anxiety load doubles. The 2 mechanisms that break your swing under pressure. Mechanism 1, reinvestment, the self-focus problem. When pressure spikes, many golfers grab the wheel of a swing that runs better automatically. They start managing the takeaway. The wrist position at the top, the weight transfer, the release. Each conscious instruction collapses the automaticity of the motor program. Rich Masters introduced this account in his 1992 study. Subjects learned putting either explicitly, with rules, or implicitly, without rules, then performed under stress. The implicit learners held up. The explicit learners fell apart, because the conscious knowledge they had banked was the exact knowledge that grabbed the wheel under stress. Masters, 1992, British Journal of Psychology. Baylock and Carr replicated and extended this. Expert putters forced into explicit attention to their stroke mechanics performed worse under pressure, while novices were unaffected. Baylock and Carr, 2001, Journal of Experimental Psychology, General. The signature symptom of reinvestment is a swing that slows down, gets mechanical, and feels like you are thinking your way through every position. Mechanism 2. Distraction, the worry problem. The second mechanism is the one most amateurs intuitively recognize. The internal commentary will not stop. You stand over the ball, thinking about the water, the score, the cut line. Working memory is finite. When worry fills it, the procedural cognition you need for shot execution does not have room. Isink and colleagues' attentional control theory frames anxiety as a goal-directed attention problem. Anxiety reduces the efficiency of the central executive, especially the inhibition function that suppresses task irrelevant thoughts. Async et al. Cygnus 2007. Emotion. The golfer is not lacking skill. They are spending the skill currency on suppressing intrusive thoughts. The signature symptom of distraction is a swing that feels rushed, jerky, or mistimed. Most tournament players have both. A Hill, Hanton, Matthews, and Fleming review of the choking literature concluded that the two mechanisms are not mutually exclusive. Athletes commonly show both within a single performance, with reinvestment dominating in slower precision skills, putting, and distraction dominating in faster ballistic skills, full swing. Hill et al., 2010. The diagnostic. Which pattern is yours? For each shot, you would change in your last three competitive rounds versus three casual rounds. Mark one of. R. Felt mechanical. Slow. Overthinking the swing positions. D. Felt rushed or jumpy. Mind was on the score or the audience. N. No different from a Saturday round. If your competitive R count is more than 2x your casual R count, your mechanism is reinvestment. If your competitive D count is more than 2x your casual D count, your mechanism is distraction. The five-part tournament protocol. Part 1. Reframe the activation. Brooks ran experiments on individuals about to perform under pressure. The group instructed to say, "I am excited," outperformed both the "I am calm" group and the control. Brooks, 2014, a Journal of Experimental Psychology, General. Tell yourself, "I am ready," or "I am hunting" before each shot. Do not tell yourself, "Calm down." Part 2. Decide once, then lock. Reinvestment defense. The single largest reinvestment trigger is the re-decision. Once you start the routine, the decision is closed. If a doubt arrives mid-routine, walk off the ball and restart from phase 1. There is no negotiating from address position. Part 3. Whole swing cue, not mechanical cue. Reinvestment defense. Use a single short cue that describes the feeling of the swing, not the parts. Smooth. Trust. Tempo. One word. Same word every shot. The cue replaces the mechanical commentary because the brain only has bandwidth for one stream of internal speech at a time. Part 4. External focus on a specific target. Distraction defense. Pin your focus on a single, specific external target. Not the green. Not the fairway. A leaf. A divot. A specific yardage point. The smaller and more specific the target, the more attention it absorbs. Part 5. A 90-second reset between shots. Both mechanisms. Most golf anxiety damage happens in the 4 minutes between shots, not in the 30 seconds during the shot. Run this 90-second reset every time you walk off a shot. Seconds 0 to 30. Physical decompression. Loosen the grip. Drop the shoulders. One slow exhale. Seconds 30 to 60. External focus. Note three things you can see. Seconds 60 to 90. Forward orientation. Briefly state the next shot to yourself. 3. Tournament day mistakes that quietly destroy rounds. Trying to play extra carefully. The safer line usually requires the most precision. Play your normal shot. Reading your swing on the course. Make swing fixes on the range. On the course, only alignment and club selection adjustments are allowed. Watching the leaderboard. Cumulative score awareness corrupts process. The pre-tournament week audit. T7 to T3 days. Add 3 pressure simulations. A 1-ball shot test. A 10-foot pressure ladder. And a 2-ball up and down challenge. T2 days. Do not change anything. Equipment, grip, ball, glove, putter setup. T1 day. Walk the course. Identifying 3 shots you can pre-decide before tournament day. T0 morning. Run your warm-up at a deliberate pace. End on a made shot. What this adds up to, you did not lose your swing on the way from the practice range to the first tee. The swing is still there. What changed is that pressure activated one or both documented mechanisms that that disrupts skilled motor performance. And your default response was what most amateurs default to. Grip harder, think more, play safer. The fix is to install a protocol that targets the actual mechanism. If you want a guided way to install this protocol and rehearse the pressure simulations between tournaments, the MindSport app gives you the evidence-based version in your pocket. The Saturday round and the Sunday round are the same swing. The protocol is what carries it across. Yes, citations? Jones, G, 1995. More than just a game. Research developments and issues in competitive anxiety in sport. British Journal of Psychology, 86-4, 449-478. Link. Masters, RSW, 1992. Knowledge, Nerves, and Know-How. British Journal of Psychology, 83-3, 343-358. Link. Baylock, S.L., and Carr, T.H., 2001. On the Fragility of Skilled Performance, Journal of Experimental Psychology, General, 134, 71725. Link. Isenk, M.W. et al., 2007. Anxiety and Cognitive Performance, Attentional Control Theory, Emotion, 72, 336, 353. Link. Cook, A. et al., 2011. Effects of Competitive Pressure on Expert Performance, Psychophysiology, 48, 8, 1146, 1156. Link. Brooks, A.W., 2014. Get excited. Reappraising Pre-Performance Anxiety as Excitement. Journal of Experimental Psychology. General. 143-3. 1144. 11.58. Link. Hill. D.M. et al. 2010. Choking in Sport. A Review. International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology. 3.1. 24-39. Link.